This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop.
Get the runaround from the FBI and DOJ. Devin Nunes went straight to the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, today. Nunes had given the agencies a 5 p.m. deadline to turn over key documents in the Russia and Hillary Clinton investigations.
I would say we cleaned up most of what was on the table, except for the most important piece. Did you or did you not run informants into the Trump campaign, especially before the investigation even began? Very simple question. It deserves a very simple answer.
Well, the FBI responded late tonight saying they've already responded to Nunes' request. Ooh, Congressman Mark Meadows joins us now to respond. That just happened, apparently, Congressman. So you guys are got all the documents you're entitled to.
Well, the one good thing that the FBI and DOJ is very good at is creative writing. Any time that you would suggest that we have all the documents, when we have tens of thousands of documents that have not been delivered, as we speak right now, we have a valid subpoena that has not been really responded to appropriately, and it's 97 days and ticking. And so for them to suggest that we have everything is just factually incorrect.
Kevin Kleinsmith.
Yes.
Tell us about Kevin Kleinsmith.
Well, obviously, Chuck Ross did.
We need our own deck of cards.
Yeah, you got all these
just
different.
Just to identify them, not for anything, but just to identify them, because there are lots of cast of characters.
Yeah, you've got Kleinsmith.
Like the Love Boat
here.
You've
got Sally Moyer. You've got all these different individuals. There is one common theme. And it's called bias. Bias against this president.
He's FBI
attorney. And he was actually attorney number two,
attorney number two.
We believe.
In the IG report.
Chuck Ross, the IG has not confirmed that. That's what we suspect. But Chuck Ross did some great reporting today and said that actually he was the one that was interviewing Papadopoulos. And so here you have someone who was key to opening the investigation in this whole Donald Trump Russian collusion narrative that never happened, and yet you've got someone with inherent bias that has started. It's just extremely troubling.
Now, Kleinsmith, like Moyers, is evidencing bias through various text messages that were released.
Right. I mean, a lot of text messages. So it's not just the text messages. It's the fact that they were key components of an investigation that Peter Strzok was involved with. So it's all of them coming together with, not one, not two, but five people that were biased against this president and yet initiating the very investigation. So here's the interesting thing, Laura. What we've got to do as a country is become transparent. Give us the documents. Let us put them out to the American people. Let them judge for themselves what is right and what's wrong. It's time. I've said this before. The DOJ and FBI has an opportunity to either be part of the cleanup crew.
What's going on with Jeff Sessions?
Or the cover-up.
He was on our show last week, and he seemed to say, okay, we're working on getting these documents. And
well, Jeff doesn't know.
What's going on? Is he not aware?
Well, he's recused himself.
That's right, recused.
But he's really recused himself from any knowledge of what's going on. And so Rod Rosenstein knows better. I mean, he really does know better, and the buck stops with him. And I can tell you that we're going to have floor action this week, Laura, this week on the House floor, where we compel them to turn over those documents.
So just so people know, Kleinsmith is the one who wrote Viva la Resistance.
If he is indeed attorney number two, which we believe that he is.
This is a really dumb question, but why is it that we can't identify attorneys working for them? I mean, they're not exactly undercover agents
hit the nail on the head. Actually, they're not part of the counterintelligence division.
They were trying to say
with the IG, they're actually part of the general counsel's office. And so an attorney working for the FBI normally is not an undercover operation and certainly wasn't here.
Well, as the congressman stated, and I think very succinctly and on point, and that is the DOJ and FBI, are they going to be part of the cleanup or continue to be, part of the cover-up? That's what it seems to be that they're thrusting upon we the people. Hey, it's sometimes it's just fun to be a mushroom or They've even let them think that we are. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Liz Peek coming up next, 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I hope you didn't think this was easy. And it does require all hands on deck. The vitriol, the incivility, uncivility, however you want to state it, is just unbelievable. And, you know, it galls me that you have Maxine Waters talking about how civil the discourse needs to be, but yet she's the cheerleader and the poster child for all this rancor. Unbelievable. Liz Peek joins us right now, and she is believable, and this is why we love having her on with us. Columnist for FoxNews.com, contributor to The Hill, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Well, Liz, what do you think about this domestic terrorism that's taking place from the left?
Good morning. Hey. Well, I don't think anyone's terribly shocked. I mean, let's think about, roll the clock back to the day after the election when hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets in raucous protest against a duly elected president and a duly organized election cycle. I mean, it's been that way since Donald Trump was elected president, and I don't see any change, except I would say this. The bad behavior, the incivility, if you will, really starts at the top, and by the top I mean the people in our society who set the tone, and that's not the president, although he has contributed to some rough and tumble rhetoric as well. It's also the entertainment industry. I mean, when you have people in the news industry, in the entertainment industry, always on the airwaves, using bad language, you know, defiling people in the most horrible terms, using, you know, words we can't say on the radio about Ivanka Trump or about Melania or about other people, what do people expect? Of course, that's going to permeate the society and our civil discourse, and it becomes incivil discourse. Yeah. But I think really it's horrifying. But here's the thing, Bill, the really horrifying thing is how stupid this is for Democrats, because there was a article, I don't know if you caught it, in the New York Times over the weekend, basically saying all of the bashing of Trump that's going on has really hardened his support. It is not working for Democrats. In fact, in spite of the absolute catastrophic outcome of last week's skirmish at the border and this whole uproar about separation of children and so forth, his approval ratings went up in the midst of that. So is it really working for Democrats? No, I don't think so. They can screech, they can holler. Most of America is fair-minded. They recognize that this is beyond the pale. And for someone who is trying very hard to do her job, like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is viewed, I think, on left by the left and the right as a professional, someone who's got a very tough gig, to have her attacked in the way she has been attacked at a restaurant where she can't take her family out to dinner, give me a break. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was kind of ironic. Governor Huckabee did a follow-up on that and said that Sarah and her husband went home. They said, okay, fine, hey, yeah, we're going home. And her liberal in-laws, so to speak, kind of irony of irony, that the owner of the Red Hen followed them across the street and organized a protest against the family. And they're going, you know, even one of the family members told her, said, you're giving progressives or liberals a bad name here, you know, behave yourself.
And they are. Yeah. And they are. That's that's really my point in a way. I mean, you know, just as the videos of riots that went on during otherwise peaceful Black Lives Matter protests, again, all you need is something like that to turn public sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
I think all people are concerned about the way Black people are perceived by the cops and how that all plays out and whether there is unfair arrest made and so forth. You know, but all you need is somebody is watching a video where the presumed supplicants for peace and harmony and racial accord act out and start breaking windows and, you know, throwing Molotov cocktails or whatever, mm-hmm. beating up people, and you're just like, okay, I'm not going there. I'm not going to side with those people. So, again, politically, I think this is a huge mistake, and I don't think they can help themselves. And I think at the end of the day, the real problem Democrats have and the liberals have, they don't know what to do. They are so frantic about the fact that in spite of the uproar, for example, about the separation of children, President Trump is better off approval-wise than he has been, it's making them kind of crazy.
Well, let's look at what Main Street looks at this and say, wait a minute, well, this problem's been going on for a long time, and give the guy a shot. He's trying to do something here.
Yeah.
These are ideas that they've used in the past. I mean, come on. I mean, think about the genesis here. This is something we've been saying on the show repeatedly. This just didn't happen this past week. This has kind of been a buildup over decades. And even what he's dealing with right now was started months ago. And so a lot of people had to turn a blind eye to this, including our immediate neighbor in Mexico with an aspiring president, I'm telling you, that could turn into Venezuela more, you know, a lot quicker than people can imagine here. And with what he's doing. And and this is just one, this is just part and parcel of it in terms of being a good neighbor, speaking of which I guess Pam Biondi, her and her date went to go see the movie, and she gets harassed about the movie. It's like, oh my, you know, this is insane. But what happens to your point exactly, Liz, is that you start going so radically left that people go, you know what, I can't go there with you. And they're not even looking behind them. You know, even like Seth Rogen, he thinks he's all being all cute and funny because, you know, he's a jerk in front of Paul Ryan's kids who admired Seth Rogen. And I can't imagine today they're saying, hey, we still love this guy, even though he was rude to our dad.
Well, look how it's going. I mean, let's look at something that all America used to turn into and tune into and enjoy, something like the Academy Awards show, right?
Yeah.
I mean, ratings have plummeted. Why? Who wants to sit there and feel like you're sort of on the wrong side of a battering ram? And that's kind of any, you know, let's face it, there are tens of millions of Trump supporters. I am one, and I don't approve of everything he does. I don't approve of some of the name-calling and so forth that he has indulged in. But in terms of policies and trying to change this country for the better, I totally am on board. So does that make me a terrible person? I'm not really willing to sit and watch a television show that indicates that I am. I mean,
exactly.
I'm not a racist, and I don't think Trump is a racist. There's no indication of that whatsoever. He calls out problems when he sees them. If there are people coming across the border that are bad actors, he calls them that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the reaction is so over the top and insane, truly insane, that it really undermines whatever kind of sensible pushback you might otherwise organize.
Yeah, and what's their solutions? What solutions are they offering here? You know,
well, that's what I say. I think that they are. I think Democrats and liberals in general are so frustrated that they don't have a platform that is catching on. Look at what's happened with Bernie Sanders lately. I mean, every candidate that he gets behind ends up losing. Mm-hmm. And that's even as his popularity still is pretty strong. So is it just a personality cult, or do people really believe that we should have free college for everybody and a guaranteed minimum income? I don't think that's the way America works. I don't think that's what people want, and it's hurting them.
We got to go to break. We'll be back with Liz Peek after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez live. way you like us, fresh and independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Liz Peek is with us, a columnist for FoxNews.com, contributor to The Hill. Liz, sadly, as you were suggesting earlier, what people will do is they're going to make choices in their life, and they're going to start changing the way they consume things that are associated with these liberals that are just unhinged here. And sadly, for us, every year we go to New York, we love the theater and have a great time. And my wife and I are having a very difficult discussion because we're going, do we want to support the theater? We love the theater, but you watch the Tony Awards and everybody's giving Robert De Niro a standing ovation. Oh. And we're going, do we want to spend our money? I know there's a lot of people involved with the theater there, and not everybody thinks that way, but it's just
most do.
I wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt, and you live there, so you see it more than I do. And but it's just I got to tell you, it's disheartening, because we look forward to it every year. I just think it's one of those amazing cities to go to at Christmas time. And, we're struggling with whether or not we're going to go this year.
Yeah, it's pretty offensive, and it is everywhere. You can't really get away from the feeling always that you are under attack. And by the way, there are plenty of us in New York City who do admire what Donald Trump is trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we talk to each other in sort of hushed
exactly.
tones. Someone was saying to me the other day, the city is sort of, there is a group that has sort of sequestered itself, the Republicans, who just feel like they can't really speak openly in defense or in support of this president. And this is unprecedented in my lifetime. I really, other than maybe supporting George W. Bush and going to hear at, for example, my alma mater, Wellesley College, is some fundraiser and having Madeleine Albright talk about how he is the worst president in the history of the country and getting up and walking out. I really have had very few instances like that, and who cares? But it's just, this is unprecedented. And again, I think a lot of it is, it started because Hillary Clinton lost and they can't get over that. I think people during the Obama years, I'd say actually this is true. When President Obama was in office, you couldn't really criticize him, because if you did, you were considered a racist.
Exactly.
I think that's actually a fair statement.
No, I think it is very fair.
And as a result of that, he didn't get much overt criticism. People really didn't speak out about his terrible economic policies. I did, and others. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying no one criticized him. Of course they did. But it was not loud. Okay.
Certainly not even close to what they're being honestly now,
for
right?
We were not. We were a muted sotto voce kind of resistance, if you can even call it that. Mm-hmm. And as a result, I think the people who supported him and his platform began to think that they knew everything, they had all the answers, that they were unassailably correct in terms of their prognostications. And so what they now, and so it was a really big body blow to lose that election and find out that an awful lot of the country really, really disagreed with you. So I think that is part of the issue here, is that they had 8 years of feeling basically impregnable and untouchable, and now it's sort of like, oh my gosh, remember the line in a recent interview or in a book that came out from one of his staffers. Obama looks at him and says, what if we were wrong?
Yes,
that idea never occurred to him or to
or
his
them. Yes,
supporters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's a pretty shocking thing, but I think it's actually true.
Well, we talked about the echo chamber, during his administration, and boy, it was a protected one. And as he told, Republicans on that fateful day, elections have consequences. And he made the Republican leadership and the representatives pay for that continuously for 8 years. And along with it, those that followed him. And, like you said, everybody just kind of, just said, okay, well, we'll weather this the storm here. We were shocked that Mitt Romney couldn't turn it around with all the negative stuff that was against Barack Obama. But, you know, what may come up out of this, and I don't know if it's prepared, but, you know, with all the investigations that are going on, Liz, is that going to be enough to really, you know, kind of balance out things a little bit to where, you know, all the, I mean, because this stuff that's going on, the IG, the fact that I don't know how you not go into the Oval Office with this stuff. This looks really, really bad. And I don't know if America has the courage and wherewithal to really deal with the corruption that runs rather deep, that goes all the way to the President of the United States. And I know that sounds dangerous, but I think they're going to end up finding out this thing runs really deep.
You're talking about President Obama, not President Trump.
No, I'm talking President Obama.
So here's where I think we come out on this. Unfortunately, everyone is so dug in on their positions. I doubt that there's a huge slice of the electorate who will be informed. That what I mean by that is, as new revelations come out, people dismiss them as being, well, that's Devin Nunes and he's pro-Trump, or that's Adam Shapiro and he's anti-Trump, not Adam Shapiro, Adam Schiff.
Right.
And so I'm just not going to pay attention. And I think that's honestly what's happening. So you're going to have, at the end of the day, a dissatisfied electorate who will not, I don't think there will be resolution. Mueller will, my guess is, in the next 6 months, come out before the cameras, say, you know, we don't really find any evidence of collusion, but we do find evidence of, you know, kind of widespread misbehavior amongst people tangentially attached to the campaign. And, you know, like Paul Manafort, who I don't think is a good guy. I think he's not going to be someone that we all think, oh, yeah, he was unfairly targeted. My guess is he was fairly targeted, unfairly treated. Mm-hmm. But, you know, are there stuff in his background that Trump should have been aware of? Yes, because everyone was aware of it. And on the other hand, I think we're going to hear, yes, there was political bias in the FBI. The IG doesn't want to go there. And I understand that. There's no smoking gun that says Strzok did this because he didn't like Trump, but it's pretty obvious what went on. Mm-hmm. I think we're all going to end up dissatisfied.
We're dealing with the Kennedy assassination all over again.
Totally exactly right. And because at the end of the day, does the IG really want to throw the FBI under the bus? No, they do not want to do that because it's an institution and people serve their institutions and they protect them. I think Trump will weather this storm, and I think we're going to kind of muddle along here with people behaving disgracefully and pretending that things aren't going well for the country. Actually, my biggest concern waking up this morning is that Trump could basically begin to shake the confidence that has really lifted this economy and gotten it growing again through this trade war.
I'm concerned about that as well. I agree.
I'm not raising the white flag. I do think it's a good thing to be going after China and our EU partners for unfair trade practices. But, you know, it's a little bit getting into a contest between Xi Jinping and Donald Trump about who can be the toughest guy in the room. And both economies are going to suffer. And you know what? This would be just a colossal self-inflicted wound. If Trump does, and by the way, this is coming because I'm getting some information from various groups that I track in New York. Business managers are beginning to put expansion plans on hold. They're beginning to consider anew whether they want to build new plants. This is very worrisome to me, and this could just sort of shake. This is what is driving the president's popularity. This is what could end up keeping the House in Republican hands. If they mess this up, that would be a tragedy.
Yeah, even more so with what's happening at the border right now. They can weather that storm. Well, I'll tell you, we'll have to pick it up from there, as we always do, Liz, when we get back together. Thank you so much for staying on top of everything. Liz Peek has been with us, with columnist for FoxNews.com, contributor to The Hill, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Liz, as always, a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump at a South Carolina rally last night where he doesn't back down on his calls to deport illegal immigrants immediately without going before judges. The president telling the crowd at that campaign rally that his advisors were telling him 5,000 new judges are needed to process people crossing the border.
So I said today, I don't want judges. I want ICE and Border Patrol agents.
President Trump speaking at that rally in support of South Carolina's Governor Henry McMaster, who today's in a tense runoff election with Republican challenger John Warren. Meanwhile, there are primary elections in six other states, New York, Colorado, Maryland, Oklahoma, Utah, and Mississippi. In Northern California, the Pawnee fire is burning out of control, crews saying it's only 5% contained. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Ben Martinez.
The Aztec calendar has his Cinco de Mayo party chiseled in. The front of his house looks like it was built by the Mayans, because it was. The contents of his tacos refuse to fall from the shell. He can open a piñata with a wink and a smile. If you were to see him walking a chihuahua, it would still look masculine. Several saints share his likeness, or vice versa, depending on who you ask. Dicing onions doesn't make him cry. It only makes him stronger. He has never filled up on chips. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
I especially like the fact that nothing falls out of the taco, Dr. John Smerik. You know, hey, just for fun, but just to keep the fake news rolling along. Hey, good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, the senior editor of The Stream, joins us, Dr. John Zemerik. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. I love that intro for you. That is hilarious.
Isn't it great? I've got a demented friend in Los Angeles who I'm going to go see next week. And, yeah, he is all kinds of fun. Yeah, he's done a series for me. It is fun. Because we need some laughter every once in a while in the midst of all these serious issues that we're dealing with.
Absolutely. That's what I try, you know, in my writing, I try to put a little humor into it.
Yeah, I'm right with you. Well, we want to talk about what's going on at the border. We're talking with former Pentagon official Michael Rubin, and saying that the problems that we're facing today at the border, people need to realize, just didn't happen yesterday. This is the sum total of decades of neglect, and why we find ourselves in the position that we are today. Congress has refused to make the hard decisions. You know, we elect them, and we elect them in to be on top of these things, to make tough decisions. But it just seems that they become less and less effective because they avoid these 800-pound gorillas in the room.
That's right. We got a whole chapter on that in my new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration.
Yes, which I have right here next to me. I want you to know that. Appreciate the insight that you and Al Parada have put on this book. But yes, exactly. I mean, we've been avoiding this, and then to further exacerbate the problem is we really don't have good neighbors here. I mean, I'm calling out Mexico right now. President Nieto has not done us a whole lot of favors by letting people just pass through their country and other countries before that. And oh yes, let's bring in the United Nations too. That are supposedly, supposed to help out. And, boy, they're just letting America take this on the chin right now.
What this really boils down to is we do not have sovereign control over our southern border. Mm-hmm. It is under the sovereign control of MS-13 and other narco gangs that are people smugglers and human traffickers. According to the Huffington Post, 80% of women and girls who leave Central America and enter the U.S. illegally are raped. 80%.
Right.
Families put their girls on two different kinds of birth control.
Exactly. I mean, this
will be raped.
And this is being reported. I mean, hey, go to Mexico. I mean, go to America. Head north to America. And oh, by the way, here's your birth control pills because the chances of you being raped are very high. You send your daughter out the door with that kind of mandate? Are you kidding me?
And let's make it even worse. Tell your daughter to bring her son or little brother with her so that the Trump administration has to let them go in America because of the liberal Democrats. So you put that child in danger, too. If we let people use children as get-out-of-jail-free cards, we are guaranteeing that thousands of children will make this dangerous journey, some of them not with their parents, but with human traffickers or kidnappers. And so we are then responsible, morally responsible, for the additional deaths of children that will happen. You know, the Obama administration, they didn't want to separate families for a long time. So they did catch and release. And 10,000 Central American children disappeared. They went with people who weren't their family. They ended up working at egg factories as slave laborers. Some of them, I'm sure, ended up in sex trafficking. We don't know because we lost track of them because of the Democrats' catch and release policy. Trump stopped doing that in part in order to protect the children. And now we're getting all this fake news. I'm sure you saw that kid who was crying with his mother.
Yes.
It turned out she kidnapped him from the father. They had an intact family in Central America. She came to America just to get a better job, brought the kid as a get-out-of-jail-free card. The father wants his kid back.
And he has a good job. Yeah.
Right, and the authorities never separated her from her child.
Right.
It was a completely staged fake story. They might as well have just found some Hispanic child crying at Chuck E. Cheese and said, we have to close Chuck E. Cheese. It's destroying Hispanic family.
Right, exactly. Well, and look at the cover of Time magazine. You saw that, right?
Yeah, what a ludicrous piece of propaganda. I mean, why don't we just let North Korea publish Time magazine? Could it be any more propagandistic?
Well, you see, all this stuff, and people need to appreciate here, the uproar and the pushback of this is that we're not solving the problem, you know?
No, we're not.
We want to sit there and get hysterical and emotional, and whether it's Rachel Maddow or, you know, Geraldo the other night coming unglued, it's like, okay, look, I appreciate passion and emotion, but if we start making decisions based on emotion, we're going to be in trouble, and we're going to be worse off than
exactly,
we are now.
That's exactly what the Obama administration did when they reinstituted catch and release, and you ended up with 10,000 Central American children working as slave laborers. That was reported by the Washington Post. I'm not I'm not getting that from somebody's right-wing blog. The Washington Post reported on that.
Right. Well, and the people need
remember
to...
Remember, the border is controlled. The border is controlled by human traffickers, sex traffickers, drug smugglers.
Right.
They have sovereignty over the United States border on the south. And until we build a wall and institute E-Verify to turn off the jobs magnet, and until we impose rational order on the border, it's going to be dominated by the bullies, the thugs, the guys with the guns, the guys who lead immigrants to die in trucks in the desert. I mean, is it really responsible for the United States government to let its border be like the Afghan border or the Somali border? We are not a lawless, failed state. We are the leading country in the world. How dare we leave these vulnerable people at the mercy of smugglers and traffickers? But that's what the Democrats are insisting on.
And the insanity of the argument has gone to the point that they've indicted these ICE agents that put their lives on the line on our behalf with these failed crazy policies that they've had to deal with. And they talk about the inhumanity of these little kids when they open up the trunk of a car and see a kid, dead, who was suffocated.
And now an NYU professor has released the names and addresses, and the Catholic bishops are threatening to excommunicate them. Not the senators who vote to abort children who can already feel pain and are practically viable. They're not getting excommunicated by the Catholic bishops, but the ICE agents and the Border Patrol agents, they are under threat of excommunication from these bishops. It is staggering. It's stunning, the moral insanity that has swallowed up America's elites in the churches as well as in secular society.
Yeah, without a doubt here, John. And, of course, Chuck Schumer the other day deflects the whole issue, says, hey, it's in the president's power. Okay, so now what you're doing is saying Congress is not interested in solving this problem, and you want the president to pull out his go to the drawer and pull out Barack Obama's old pen and cell phone and start legislating from the executive branch. Is that what you want?
Of course, and Trump did an intelligent stopgap measure. He's going to hold these families together for 3 weeks, which is the most that this crazy law and this consent decree, the Flores decree, allow. And he's asking Congress to fix it. Ted Cruz has a clean, straightforward fix that would keep families together and avoid catch and release so that you're not dropping kids off with sex traffickers. And Jeff Sessions wants to do DNA testing to make sure these are really the parents they're claiming to be and not some kidnapper who's got the kid terrorized. And the Democrats are opposing both because they don't actually care what happens to these immigrants. They are human shields for their politics. Don't care. I want to say it clearly. Democrats do not care whether these migrants die. They care whether they die on camera or whether they can be posed to look dead to help them take over the Congress.
That's the bottom line. It's all about votes. It's not about people, isn't it, John? Sadly.
Yeah, not.
That's what it comes down to. Ladies and gentlemen, I know.
My heart.
Yeah, I'm right with you. If we're going to have a heart broken, let's have it broken on the things that are truthful and right and not expedient and politically advantageous. That's a big problem that we're facing right now with this fake news. John Zemerick, senior editor at The Stream. John, always appreciate the insight. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
America, we're a nation built by hard work. And when we get knocked down, we get back up. Now we're making a comeback. Starting to grow faster than we have in years. Wages are going up. We have more job openings than people looking to fill them. American trade, free trade, is essential to that prosperity. Powering our economy, creating jobs. But we could be risking it all because tariffs will raise prices in America, hurting American workers and small business owners. Hurting farmers who get penalized selling food overseas. Hurting families raising children. If we want to keep growing, we must keep trading, not tax ourselves with tariffs and make our businesses less competitive. Protect American trade. Support freedom. Oppose tariffs. Paid for by Freedom Partners Chamber of Commerce.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post the job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
On the waters, who speaks to the sea, who stands in the fire beside me. He rose like a lion, he bled as a lamb, he carries my healing in his hand.
Bill Martinez, Lush.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, so what do you make of all this, Mad Max rhetoric that's out there, the attitude here in our country that is just spreading like the blob? I mean, I'm hopefully, you know, as we were talking with Liz Peek earlier, hopefully it just kind of fights itself out. And this is why we need, the good news girl, Samantha Mao, with us, because she kind of brings some... she brings lightness, to the dark air that is spreading, and brings with it some intellectual commentary. That's the sad part about what's going on, is that a lot of the commentary out there is just blatantly ignorant. When you can't bring a point across with policy and ideas and solutions, then you resort to, name calling and that kind of stuff. I mean, it's so juvenile. It really is. And I'm disappointed for somebody. I mean, we're actually embarrassed, for Mad Maxine, for the way she's coming unhinged, thinking that somehow, she's leading some sort of charge. But what kind of example, for somebody who's been in Congress for this length of time, to build up a constituency, of like-minded people that want to exercise. Certainly, it's their right. They can do that. But at the end of the day, are they all the smarter for it, or are they just, stuck in their ignorance? That's the problem, with some of this rhetoric out there. It's poisonous in such a way, but the person that gets the most poison is the person that's, spilling it out. And I'm increasingly concerned with Maxine Waters and what she's, doing to herself as somebody who's been in Congress for the length of time that she has. Just very disappointed from my point of view. And Sam, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Never disappointed in you. I'm always grateful that you're here to, share some good news stories. We did mention that we did talk about Chris Pratt, but, Chris Pratt's okay. I mean, to bring back and to, reprise his 9 rules for the next generation, because it was quite uplifting. And, look at the response that he got there, of all places, at the MTV Awards. And he's speaking the truth. And there's something about truth that elevates. When you notice the faces of the people and their response when the cameras were, going about the audience there, he drummed up a very positive response where you thought, wow, otherwise, when you start talking about, God, people get really uncomfortable and it's not supposed to, you can talk about hashtag and talk about all kinds of nasty things, but, you bring up, God and beneficial rules for living and, the people responded.
Yeah, and you know what? I haven't seen a video more shared than this on my Facebook feed all year, and I think it's because he reached out, and people were happy to see a celebrity stepping up and not, saying anything about politics or bashing anybody. He was just like, you know what? I believe in God, and I'm going to share my faith with you, and he did it in a fun and funny way and gave some, like some of the rules were kind of silly, but, it was entertaining, and it was really good to see somebody out there with the he really brings it to the box office. If you see Chris Pratt in a movie, he's a big star. He's not just, he really has a big career in Hollywood, and I'm sure it makes other people who, maybe have that faith and are scared to step out there because they're going to get targeted or picked on for whatever reason, maybe a little braver to do so. And I just love Chris Pratt for doing that. I love his movies. I love watching him, and he always has a good message. So.
There's some people, Sam, that have that gift, that are able to go into an area that's very uncomfortable. I was watching, all of a sudden his name escapes me, Kurt Russell. Yeah, Kurt Russell, and he was on The View. And his viewpoint was in contrast to Whoopi Goldberg and most of the girls there on The View. But the way in which he stated his position, it was quite calm and to the point, and it made sense, and he was reasonable in such a way that he didn't have to go, hand-to-hand combat with the gals, to where they were, walking out and, as we've seen them do with, somebody like Bill O'Reilly. But, he was able to get his point across reasonably. And, in fact, to the point, I think that Whoopi said, hey, if you run for president, I'll vote for you. But the thing is, see, there are people, and it's not necessarily, and Kurt Russell wants to run for president, but he's lived life, and there's some practical lessons he's learned, as Chris Pratt has learned it, and they've been able to articulate it to the benefit of themselves and other people that they come in contact with. And so, and it's got to be tough, because the way in which or the things and ideals that he believes in, by and large, are antithetical to the Hollywood environment. But to still be able to, share those ideas and to have a voice like that come out of Hollywood, it is refreshing. And for those of us that are longing for civility and conversation that is intelligent and truly uplifts and advances the cause for humanity, we welcome that. All this other uproar and vitriol and it's just not fun. It's not intellectual. And it's right. Depressing. And what's going to happen, sadly, is these people are on that bandwagon. They're going to find out that, the parade is starting to thin out, and they're going to be a parade of one all by themselves.
That's right. And, people described him as a breath of fresh air, which means the other air is getting stale. That same old rhetoric is getting stale, and people overall getting tired of it.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about another viral video. And this is a teen using sign language to help a blind and deaf man on a flight. Tell us about that.
So there is this gentleman, Tim, that was coming out of Boston Logan's Airport that he'd been visiting his sister, and he's both blind and deaf, and he was flying on Alaskan Airlines. And, this woman, Lynette, who posted the story originally, was describing that she saw him at the airport with his sister, and he was signing, into her hands. Mm-hmm. And so when he gets onto the plane, he's by himself, and he gets there, and he sits in the middle seat, and somebody next to him generously gives up their seat. Everybody's trying to be very accommodating to him, but nobody can communicate with him because they can't, most people, if you can't speak ASL or if you can't, if he can't hear you, there's no way for you to communicate with this man.
Exactly.
And so she said she saw all the flight attendants trying to, you know, they were very sweet, like letting him feel their face, trying to figure out what's going on. And the guy next to him is trying to help him. And they finally decide, we're going to get on the speaker. We're going to see if we can find anybody who can speak sign language. And
yes.
It turns out there's this beautiful young 15-year-old girl who can speak sign language, because she actually, her name's Clara, and she said that she took sign language because she has dyslexia and it was the easiest foreign language for her to learn.
Oh.
And so she ends up learning it, and she goes over and she sits with him the rest of the flight, like having a full conversation with him.
Yeah.
And joking around, and he asked if she was pretty, and the guy next to him actually understood very little sign language and said yes. And she's obviously beautiful inside and out, and you can just see her, you know, they have pictures of her just gently working with him, and it's just an awesome story, you know. You can't help but have your heart warm to see her just sitting there with him like that. And
words aptly spoken come in all kinds of forms and fashion, ladies. You only can even come with your fingers as you sign and communicate, you know, some warmth to a fellow journeyman on this this journey we call life. I saw this next story, Sam. A lot of people come to a woman's funeral and they brought backpacks instead of flowers.
That's right.
Tell us about that.
That's right. You know, I think this is a very sweet idea. Tammy Waddell, she's 58 years old. She passed away earlier this month in Forsyth County, Georgia. She died from cancer, and, you know, she thought whenever she passed, she knew she was going to pass away, and she thought, instead of flowers, I want backpacks full of things that children would need for students that are in need. I would like that brought to my funeral. That would be, you know, something that would mean a lot more to me than some flowers. And she had 100 honorary pallbearers, like 100 other teachers that were honorary pallbearers. And the floors are just lined in the church full of backpacks that are full of items that will go to students that need them this year. And, you know, I love the idea of people doing something special to honor somebody when you lose them. And she was a teacher right up to the end. And,
what a neat story. I'm right with you. Hey, we've got a 102-year-old jumping out of a perfectly operating plane. What's this about? Happy birthday.
Oh, okay. So this is just, it's indoor skydiving. Eva Lewis.
Oh, indoor. Okay.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Eva Lewis is a great grandma, and she decided, she's from Hertfordshire, and she decided, she flew several feet high in a chamber that was going 110 miles per hour. She's 102 years old, and it was just something she'd always wanted to do. And I just, I love this story. And there's another story that I have that's also talking about another woman. You know, it seems like we're seeing people live into their hundreds.
Yes, exactly.
Much more often. That's a very much more common thing than we used to.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that when you're seeing them, you're not just seeing people live into their hundreds. Like, they're really living.
Yes, exactly.
into their hundreds. And she said on her 100th birthday, she got to meet the Queen. And it was just a really cool idea. I don't know how many people have gotten to do indoor skydiving.
Well, that's
Eva did it for her 102nd birthday.
Absolute thrill. Yeah, we had an author that we interviewed probably a couple of years back, and he did you know, all these interviews with these people that lived over 100 years old. It was surprising. I mean, it was a pretty good example. As you say, more and more people are living. But I love their tips. You know, one especially, it was just you know, a shot of Jack Daniels every day. You know, was the prescription. You know, you got to keep that radiator clean and operating, I guess, as they would say. So, Samantha Mao and Bill Martinez, the Good News Girl. Go to our website for more information and all the details.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's a no-brainer.